Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode, we empathize with the dilemma depicted in Sangam literary work Nachinai 62, written by Ilankiranar. The verse is set in the Palay landscape or the drylands and dwells on the theme of separation. It speaks in the voice of a man to his heart, recollecting a past bittersweet moment in his journey. Veerpini vedirattu kaal poru naral isai kandupini yaanai ayar uyirthanna enrul neediya veippayil aluvattu kunru oor madiyam nokki நின்று நினைந்து உள்ளினேன் அல்லனோ யானே முள் எயிற்று திலகம் தைய தேய்ப் கமல் திருநுதல் எமதும் உண்டு ஓர் மதிநாட்டிங்கள் உரறு குரல் வெய்வழி எடுப்ப நிழல்தப உளவை ஆகிய மரத்த கல்பிரங்கு உயர்மலை ஊம்பர் அஃது. எனவே சோரிங் பேம்பூஸ் dance before our eyes, for we have not one but two words meaning bamboo in this verse, Vediram and Ve. And that's not the only dual representation of a word, for we have both Madiyam and Tingal meaning the moon. Not to forget the two different words for wind too, as in Kal and Vali. In such a short verse, why would the poet use two different words to refer to the same object? To show his verbal prowess? Or is it something deeper? Let's touch on that in a while. Incidentally, the word Madiyam we just saw representing moon is the frequently used word for noon today. Meaning moon and noon, the word seems to be quite the musical magician. There's isai meaning music or sound and kamal meaning fragrant, and thus this poem promises to be a delight for the senses. Moving on from the outer senses, we see the man talking to his heart, which has been propelling him to go in search of wealth. Thinking back to a time when he left to gather wealth, he tells his heart, "The sound that arises when the wind brushes against the bamboo stalks with tangled roots is like the sigh of an elephant tied to a post. When I was walking through such a bamboo-filled dryland path where summer is forever, I caught sight of the moon crawling over the mountains. I paused my walk and thought, didn't I? I thought to myself, I have a moon of my own too. One with teeth like thorns and a forehead fragrant with the scent of honey adorned with an auspicious mark. It's an all-day moon. A moon that lives beyond the tall mountain filled with rocks where a roaring hot wind blows and dries up the trees, leaving not a drop of shade." With these words, the man brings before our eyes the lonely dreariness in his path and his memories of his lady so far away from him. Saying these words to his heart, he decides not to tread that sad path again. Exploring the deeper layers of this poem, we unearth fascinating facets of life. Let's start at the bottom, at those tangled roots of the bamboo. Thanks to this reference, I learnt about two different types of bamboo formation, the clumping bamboo and the running bamboo. The first one has mangled, unkempt roots that grow up in clumps, and the other has a neat, straight root tip that runs horizontally under the ground, from which stems keep rising up at regular intervals. Thus, the bamboo stalk we see shoot up above the surface is not an individual plant, but all those stalks arise from the same mother root. Perhaps this understanding yields the expression bamboos with tangled roots. By sticking together, these bamboo stalks are able to manage even that dreary heat of the drylands. And what a beautiful connection between the sound of the wind grazing against these bamboos and the sigh of an elephant tied to a post. This simile makes us pause and catch a glimpse of the man sighing in the memory of his loved one. As he is walking, he sees the moon over the mountains and he thinks to himself about the moon of his life, his lady with a fragrant forehead, with the smell of all things sweet. Then he remembers that his moon lives far away beyond the hill, with dried up trees and a wind that steals the leaves and leaves the land without any shade. With these words, he brings before our eyes what a hard path he had to cross. At the same time, these words also serve as a metaphor to denote the pining in the lady parted away from her man. It's a bittersweet moment for him as he remembers his loved one and takes comfort in that memory, but at the same time realizes how far away she is and takes in the loneliness of his path. A recollection of that moment now makes him decide not to go through the same pain of parting again. Arriving at the core of the poem, we meet the question that arose in the beginning about the usage of two different words for the same object in multiple instances. And this is no verbal bragging, for at the core we see two moons, the one blazing over the dry path ahead and the one at home, the man's own. It's this duality that the poet has subtly sprinkled all through the poem, a verbal illustration of how the human heart sees the same thing as something entirely different at different times. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me through ancient lands and minds. Please rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app and do visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.